With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
What up?
You haven't heard already, it's Smooth Sack Summer. When you're playing in the summer sun, make sure you escape from pubes to bum.
Nice.
That's right. This is a summer to keep your balls cool while still looking hot with Manscaped. The leaders at Below the Waist Grooming are making sure we all have a ball this summer by giving our pants partners everything they need to stay fresh. So dive headfirst into smooth sack summer by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with their code K100. Now, I used to shave my balls with a razor, and I get nicks and cuts sometimes. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, that's risky business.
But now our friends from Manscaped have provided us with the ultimate package. It's called the Performance Package 4.0 and has everything you need to prepare for that summer bod. Our favorite product, we've spoken about this many times, is the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer that features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is a 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock, and gives you the ability to turn the 4,000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for more precise shave, and it's waterproof. You can do it in the shower, the pool, you can do it in the bathtub. You could do it if, like, Joe, I'm sure you probably like to, like, you like to bathe in the toilet sometimes. You can do it in there.
I was
going to
say, you're gonna shave your pubes in the pool?
No,
I'm
not.
Whose pool is this? That's disgusting.
Well, that's Philadelphia. A lot of people do that in their pools.
Right.
Now they have the perfect haircut, too. You can use Manscaped's liquid formulations to keep that freshness even as the hottest summer barbecues. Most importantly, and Joe, you need this, the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant. To stay cool in the heat.
For sure.
With a soothing aloe vera formula, it's very comfortable. It's the best in the business for below-the-waist freshness. And the clear dry formula will keep looking good while smelling good. Then Conan's favorite product, the Manscaped Boxers. And these are easily the most comfortable boxers you will ever put on. and the cool shed travel bag that Konia can load all his Manscaped products in and put it in his luggage when he travels to Mexico for AAA. Also, wearing sandals with some nasty toenails during the summer months? Well, take a look at the Shears 2.0, and it's a luxury nail grooming kit. It's perfect. The kit includes stainless steel nail cutters, tweezers, and grooming scissors. And with the performance package, your balls will be ready to impress, but make sure you cover the rest with the Shears 2.0. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. It's one of our favorite products. It's smooth sack summer, boys, so get on board or get left behind. You know, during the summer months, you got to keep that area taken care of.
Yeah, and the Shears 2.0 being one of their new releases, that's great for, I'm not sure, if I haven't seen Disco, but I know for a fact that I wear slides on my feet sometimes, and Konan is definitely a slide wearer, so that's great for guys that keep their feet exposed during the summer. You have that sweet nail trimmer kit.
Yeah, well, you know, this is our best-selling item for a reason. A lot of wrestlers in the business have reached out to us to take advantage of the special discount that you do when you put in our code. But, you know, they take care of you. And this isn't just for your nether regions. You can use it to shave your arms. You can use it under your arms. You can use it for your chest. You can use it for your face. Don't be like Joe and use the same one that you use on your balls on your face. Buy two different ones. They also have, like he said, the ball deodorant, a travel bag. This is excellent. They take care of you. They got shampoo. They got conditioner. We take care of you here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, with all our products are supplements to improve your health. With Legacy right. Supps, Manscaped, improve your look. You know, it's just this personal betterment.
How you look is how you're treated. And, you know, if you want to, you know, impress your significant other or the other sex or the same sex or whatever you're into, you want to be groomed and smelling clean. You know what I'm saying? And they take care of you. And like Disco said, the boxers are the most comfortable ones I've ever used. And that's all I ever use now. So take it from us. Check out Manscaped for all your grooming needs. Boom.
This from Alex Figueroa. Subject is thanks. Team, I want to thank you guys for providing endless entertainment. Given my line of work, I travel a lot, specifically in Europe. However, I can say I've listened to Keep It 100 in Poland, Germany, Czech Republic, Romania, Puerto Rico, and USA. And that's, I don't know why I said and that's. Question for Konan. Have you guys at AAA... AAA have thought of bringing Lince Dorado for a run. I know you guys in MLW do crossovers. I feel he'd be a great fit. Thanks for time. P.S. Disco, lifetime Golden Knight fan. How was the Cup celebration in Vegas? That was unbelievable if you saw it. I wasn't there because I had to go to work, but there was some tons of people. Vegas is a sports town. That's one thing that people just going to have to realize.
Certainly
everybody gambles.
Now, yeah.
Everybody bets. No, it's always been a sports town.
I mean, more
because
so now
the sports books are packed on fun when there's tons of sports fans here. This was like one of the reasons like a lot of people move here. Mm-hmm. Oh, hang on a minute. I forgot about this. I gotta change. Hang on. Do you like my hat?
Figured that's what you were doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you guys getting the athletics? Is that the deal?
Yep. Yeah. In like two more years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Konan, Lince Dorado.
Lince Dorado, that's a Puerto Rican guy who lives in Orlando, and he's good, but bro, I got 15 guys that do the same thing he does. I mean, I don't need a 16th guy. You know, just a high flying, like I used to tell you, like all those guys in AEW, that they're kind of interchangeable, a lot of those guys. You know, they all do the same
spots. Same spots.
That gets a pop, so now I'm going to do it. And bro, old man yelling at clouds if you want. Bro, when we broke in, everybody had a different character, right? Everybody's set move was basically different. Yeah, everybody did maybe a clothesline, but everybody's, you know what I'm saying?
Let me give you a perfect example.
It's like the music. Bro, if you listen to the music, which we've said before, every group had a definitive sound. Now, like, everything sounds alike, especially in hip-hop.
Right, and it used to be, before it got like this, if you sounded like another band, you were kind of like a copycat band and you got called out.
Right, right.
You know,
and in
now
wrestling,
it's like
same thing.
Say, right?
Took some, yeah. Remember, Hoovy used to get heat because he'd steal everybody's moves and pretend like he didn't know it was their finishing move. Where did you learn that move then?
The Michinoku driver became the Hoovy driver.
Right, Right.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, for like Conan saying it used to be different. Like, think about the WCW cruiserweights, right? And think of how different each guy is that I mentioned. Ray, Psychosis, La Parka, Hoovy, Eddie Guerrero, and on. But they're all distinguishable from each other, you know?
Let me give you a perfect example. Phoenix was like the first guy I saw on, because I don't watch Lucha, right? But I see the Lucha guys on TV and everything. Phoenix was the first guy I saw that would like jump off the second rope too. Like second to third. Like he was like the first guy I saw do that. Mm-hmm. Now it's like seven or eight other guys are doing it too.
Because Phoenix did it, right?
Now it's not even a gift. It's not even a novelty anymore.
Right. It's like what gets a pop. Yeah. Let me put it in my arsenal. You're biting other people's shit. You know, like I'll give you an example. I don't even think I've ever said this story here. When we were in WCW and Goldberg first broke in, I don't know if you remember, he had hair. Do you remember when he was going to like the Disney tapings? And he came up to me and he goes, "Hey, man," he goes, "I just want to ask you," because I was the only guy, I think I was the only guy in WCW that had a bald head. And he was like, "Hey, man, I just, you know, want to pass it by you. Would you get mad if I, you know, shave my hair?" And I was like, "No, but thanks for asking." And he goes, "Because DDP tells me I shouldn't shave my hair." I go, "Look, let me tell you something about Dallas. That's not, and I love Dallas, but that's not the guy that I'd go to find out what looks cool or not. If you want to find out what's cool or not, go to Hall and Nash and they'll let you know." And he shaved his head.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the thing. It's like, you know, it used to be like it, I would be fine if like Phoenix, Penta, and not even Penta, because Penta's not like Phoenix, but if like just Phoenix and Commander, or not Commander, who's the Vikingo, if they were like the only two guys that had that skill set, then they'd be a novelty. But it's like when they're a novelty and all the other guys have started to do their shit that like makes them the novelty, it's like they're not a novelty anymore. And it's not their fault. You know, it's like they come up with the shit and then the guys copy it. It's like, and then it diminishes their value because there's a bunch of other guys doing it.
Yeah, and they don't even have the courtesy to say, "I'll do it on a show they're not on." They're like, "They'll do it on the same show." It's like, come on, dude. Do you have any fucking ethics whatsoever?
Yeah, but that's ridiculous.
No. So that's the thing with Lindsay Dorado. I got 15 motherfuckers that do what he does. So why would I bring him in?
Right.
And that's why I always tell guys, do shit that other people aren't doing. You're going to get noticed, whether it's your gimmick or whether it's your moveset. You know what I'm saying?
Like there's not a single, you could not convince any of these young, these new cat Lucha guys to work like Pedro Aguirre used to work. And he was like a brawler, right? That was like his gimmick, right? Yeah, he was like, he wasn't like a high for Lucha guy. You know? He was like, "Hey, come in there and fight it." It's like, "Hey, why don't you do that?" Because a Lucha guy that did that would stick out like a sore thumb amongst you guys, you know? Yeah.
Right.
So, all right, next is from Spider D, and the subject is tag teams and merch. "G'day from the top of Australia. One of the problems with today's wrestling, as you said before, is random matchups of talent into tag teams with no charisma. Look at some of the tag teams of the greatest eras of wrestling. They all had a good gimmick and accompanying merchandise. British Bulldogs, Harlem Heat, Road Warriors, Hart Foundation, Demolition, the Steiners, the Rockers, etc. All had great gimmicks and merch and got them over. Even a few current-day WWE tag teams had the right idea. What are your thoughts on this? I'd buy a Viking-rated t-shirt if it said, addict." Oh, no. This guy is all the way from Australia and mails in to say this. Okay, he says, "I'd buy a Viking Raiders t-shirt if it said, quote, addicted to the raid, unquote."
Okay, you know what? Even though this guy, suspend him anyways.
Okay. That's cheers from Dion Spider D. Schuler, Cairns, North Queens of Australia.
Yeah, take the cheers, stick them up your ass.
Yeah, if you guys actually think you're going to, like, you know, do what looks like a knowledgeable email, that just is all it is just a punchline for the addicted to the blade joke, you're going to get suspended. Okay.
Right.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
Summer is here and the time is out to shed unwanted body fat for swimmer season with X-Lean 5 from our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition. X-Lean 5 has a unique thermogenic and lipogenic formula to target fat cells and raise your metabolism at the same time. So when you combine it with restricted calories and quality exercise, you'll see amazing results, just like K100 listener Jay, who has lost 50 pounds and counting and 10 inches from his waist. And that's just one of the hundreds of K100 fam who are currently using Legacy products and love their results.
I'd be friend of the show, Jay Baca.
Jay Baca?
Yeah.
Legacy was founded by friend of the show, Nick Aldis. Nick personally answers customer questions and gives advice on getting in your best shape when you become a Legacy customer. He uses the products himself, so he believes in the results. go to LegacySupps.com. That's LegacySupps.com and use code K100. It gets you a 10% discount to help support this show, and we're proud that so many K100 fam are bettering themselves and getting in their best shape ever and supporting LegacySupps.com and our show. With protein powders, greens, testosterone boosters, sleep aids, and more, Legacy has you covered. Level up with Legacy now at LegacySupps.com. Boom. Next is from this is,
and I don't know why I have a feeling that this shit has been fermenting in Discord, and Joe's probably behind it with some other lackeys. Oh, send shit in there to, you know, rile them up.
I don't. I got a new phone, stupid. And I never downloaded Discord.
That's a KG type move. I wouldn't do anything like that.
I didn't.
No, that's a you move.
I didn't download Discord on my new phone.
Uh-huh.
Right. So it's these, you know, all this bullshit's been escaping.
Yeah, you need to go there and police and monitor that bitch.
I really should.
Yeah,
we get show up. Kind of, you know? The Discord's been kind of closed off. Now you need a specific invite and stuff. We're starting to get a little bit of troll action in there. So the moderator took action.
Who is the moderator?
Oh fuck! What is his name? I don't know his name. I've been trying to get everybody to put their real names on there so I can stop doing this. But
yeah. Next is from Matthew Lund, and the subject is Conan versus Impero.
Not sure moderator is Vin Rich.
Ooh.
Sounds like a guy from the that sounds like somebody from the brand.
Maybe, yeah.
Is it?
All right.
I'm not sure if this has been asked and answered or not, but when Vampiro joined WCW in 2000, was there ever any discussion of a blood feud between the two of you? The magic that your feud created in Mexico, from my view, could have been shot in the arm at WCW, needed in late stages of WCW to reignite the company while establishing you as the main event talent, as you likely should have been. Did they ever run about you and Vampiro working with each other?
No, I don't know if you remember this. Was my relationship with what?
When Vampiro, when he came into WCW.
Terrible.
And you brought in all the Mexican guys. Did you have anything to do with bringing in Vamp?
No, Vamp just kept asking Sonny Ono to help him come in until they finally brought him in. But around that time, much to my, against my better judgment, our brother, Norman Smiley, Black Magic, who is Vampiro's only friend, convinced me to lend him some money. And Vampiro, as usual, when you lend somebody money and you got to be like, it was almost like a chore for me to remind him, hey, where's my fucking money? So he was coming in with that heat plus the heat that we already had. Because, bro, we did not like each other. We were both, you know, kind of like alpha males, full of testosterone, dumb, fucking immature. So, like, we did not get along.
Right.
Now we get along good.
Yeah, there was like a 2-week angle you guys did. I remember it specifically because it was like, oh, Conan Vampiro, holy shit. You had like
Let me tell you what that was.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if Disco remembers this. That's when me and Nash had our big blow up and he kicked me out of the NWO. And he wanted me and Vampiro to get into a real fight. That's why he booked that.
Mm.
Yeah. It's very funny. I'll never forget that when we're all sitting in that hotel room one night and Vamp was telling those stories about the guys taking back bumps off the hood of the cars and stuff.
Right.
Like they was telling him Russo was in there, remember? And Vince was like, we're all looking at shit like, what are you talking about? Like, you know,
right.
Next is from Jose Sanchez, the subject is New Money in the Bank Rule. Hey, K100, I hope everyone's doing well with that twerp Joe. Even that twerp Joe. So I made a point to say that our Money in the Bank winners can also cash in the IC and US titles. I get that helps WWE if the fans shit on who wins, they can pivot instead of giving them the world title, they can give them one of the secondary. However, doesn't it kind of make the winners look a bit stupid? Think about it. You have almost a guaranteed win, but instead of going after gold, you settle for silver. What does K100 say? I agree. I just think they want to use it because they don't want to waste the cash in and they don't want to beat Roman.
Well, now so they have the second world title now anyway. So
right, that would and let me tell you another thing too that kind of defeats the purpose. Oh, by the way, hang on, I got a PS here. Disco, I took my two suspensions and reflected on my wrongdoings of disparaging your name by insinuating you perform exotic treatments in the backroom of Sapphires.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize, and as a token of my esteem, I'm prepared to send you the complete series on Blu-ray of Queen of the South, which I'm told by Conan is in honor of your life. I hope that you will now accept my apology and my gift. Another suspension, another week for this guy.
Let me just remind this guy that there were 5 seasons or 6 of Queen of the South, I believe. So you'd have to send the whole series, and you might get a like a quid pro quo if you visit the Shake Shack, formerly known as Different Strokes. Nothing.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Okay, next is Ruben Barrera.
Right.
Subject is AAA in Houston, Texas. Hi, K100 crew. Just want to let you know the AAA wrestlers were in a local lucha show in Houston, Texas, and it was a great time. All the AAA wrestlers were really good at working the crowd and keeping the audience engaged. They must be really listening to Conan's great advice. El Hijo de Vikingo was there. Also, Commander La Hiedra, Lady Flamer, and even disco favorite Nino Hamburguesa. El Hijo de Vikingo couldn't have been nicer at the fan meet and greet, but I noticed the female luchadores are a little more standoffish and cold towards the fans. Question: can any of the lady luchadores be hard to deal with at times because of egos and whatnot? And two, do the luchadores try or think that learning English would help their career? I saw some of them struggling with the English-speaking fans. Much love and respect, Ruben B.
What was the question?
Number one, can any of the lady luchadores be hard to deal with at times because of egos and whatnot?
Not like before, because all these girls I basically pick. So if they have a bad attitude or get a bad attitude, they're gone. That's number one. Number two, did he ask something about the luchadoras were like standoffish at the
meeting.
They were a little more standoffish.
Okay, I'm going to tell you exactly why they're standoffish. Because every wrestler is trying to bang them. Every promoter is trying to bang them. And half the fans are trying to bang them. So they just get kind of like paranoid and they don't want to deal with the fucking bullshit, you know? And then you've got the fucking scumbags that when they're walking to the ring, they're grabbed their ass and shit, or they tried to grab their boobs. So they're just, bro, they're being fucked with all the time. So they're kind of standoffish sometimes.
This is kind of like they work in a climate like the strippers work in, it seems.
Right.
Like. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And here's the worst part. All the promoters, I would say 90% of promoters I work with, they're like, hey, man, can you hook me up with her? Like I'm some fucking escort service, you know? Hey, do you know who she's dating? Do you know she has a boyfriend? Do you know she fucks around? And that's the shit that, you know, yeah.
Right. Next is from Neil DeMood. We're going to get a suspension here, I think. Subject to Stan Lane and infidelity on the road. Stan Lane was recently cleared for fathering a child during his time in Florida. Examples of the boys wrangling a lady the evening are too countless to list. Was there ever a particular wrestler or crew member who would consistently try and talk the boys out of bringing home a rat? I understand since AJ Styles is a Christian man who remains addicted to his bae. Suspension 1 week. No, nobody talked the boys out of bringing home. All the guys were looking for rats, like a lot of them, you know? Silly question. And a suspension. Give him 2 weeks for that.
Two?
Yeah, two. Yeah. I'm going to give it to you. You know what? If you guys want to do, I'm going to make a statement here. Conan, see if you can affirm this. 2 week suspensions now for addicted to the blade references. Yeah,
and I just think it should be a lifetime ban because it's so stupid.
Lifetime? That'd be the best way to stop it, you know?
Right.
I say two. So, let's start with 2 weeks and see if it curbs the.
Let's start off with Joe. But he's the guy that started that whole stupidity. Right. You know, and I like
just
how
because Tommy Dreamer said it, he's gonna like.
Bro, can you just imagine, listeners, some guy in the dressing room going, "Hey man, don't fuck around. Hey man, don't go out with that girl. Or hey man, don't you know?"
Aren't
some
you
groupie comes to the hotel, right? Bro, you'd get the shit slapped out of you.
Next is from Tommy Herman. The subject is renaming the show. Question for Disco: over the last few years, you provided the most insightful comments to the show and kind of carried K100 on your back. Do you think the show should be renamed Keep It at 100 with Disco? Would Conan be willing to finally pass the torch?
Seems like it's the right thing to do, both in terms of what's best for business and on a personal level. That's from Tebow McFlanagan. What do you think about that?
So he wants me to rename the show to Keeping It 100 with Disco?
Yep.
It's already Conan and Disco.
Yeah, his name's in the title.
Keeping It 100 Conan is on there.
K100 with Conan and Disco is the show name.
Yeah.
I did that
like 2 years ago. Yeah. What a jack off. But anyway,
let me show this guy. When I promote our show, I call it Keeping It 100 with Conan. I don't even say me. Like, you know, when I'm on these other shows, right?
Let me tell this guy whatever is. What's this guy's name?
Tebow McFlanagan.
Here it is on Spotify too. K100 with Conan and Disco.
Interesting. Yeah.
So,
should it be Disco and Conan? Should it be Keeping It 100 with Disco and Conan?
And it flows better this way, I think.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell this guy Tebow McKenzie. I will rename the show when you rename yourself for what you really are, a glory hole simp. Nothing.
Yeah. Okay, so next is from what we got here? Oh, Josh Doan. I guess Josh Dunn or Doan? D-O-N-E, that's Dunn, right?
Yeah.
YW fans don't care about punk anymore. As an AEW fan, I'm tired of the Cornettes blaming the lack of interest in CM Punk because of 7 months of the Elite knocking him. Don't you guys think the reason why AEW fans dislike him is because of that press conference before everything happened? I think it's a myriad of things, but I think the main thing is that he was on a show that just is not – it's kind of flat. You know, he was a decent – he is a good character to have on TV. He does good promos. He does – has serviceable matches. He's not – he's a little bit of a shell of himself, but it doesn't – you know, he's not – you know, I mean, he moves better in there than Jericho does. Jericho's slowed down, but Jericho's way older. You know, Jericho's in 51 now, right? Or 50. How old is Jericho?
Something like that. I mean,
well, he's slowed down because when I go in the ring and I work out and I record myself, I can tell I've slowed down, but I'm 55 years old, you know, obviously. So, but,
yeah,
he's
52.
Yeah, but Punk hasn't slowed down. Like, he never was like fast or anything, right? But, I just think it's like he can't carry that show on his back. Like, the show is not, but like he's in standalone segments. His you know, his angles, his storylines are usually just promos, burying guys, and just then a match. And I don't know. I don't think they turned against him. I just think the show has been flat, and it's not like he's coming back and he's gonna invigorate like everything else is gonna change. You know,
bro,
he's
the guy.
Right. Go ahead.
But the guy came back. You saw Collision, which you said you did. Mm-hmm. The guy got an incredible fucking, you know, ovation that lasted for a long time. Doesn't matter. He still got it. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, you know, the place looked full. And on top of that, I just saw the ratings, and they almost did the same rating as Dynamite on a Saturday.
860.
So the guy was a draw. Obviously, a lot of people from Dynamite went over to that show to see what was going on.
Right.
Do you think they can continue that number on a Saturday night?
I don't think so. Yeah. I think it was just like we've talked about other shows, whether it's Euphoria or this fucking the show that with Weekend and other shows. There's always that first week, you know, curiosity factor. And then it depends how many people you can still engage. You know what I'm saying? And that show did nothing to make me want to come back to see it.
Right. One of the cliffhangers is, hey, you got to watch. Here's the thing.
Well,
here's his response.
Yeah, I have news
the
on
the general
that.
Response is Collision was a good show. Okay. What about next week? I don't know. Like, that's kind of like the attitude for pretty much everybody that watched it. You know, it's like it was a good show, but you didn't. Like, I can miss it next week. It wasn't that good, and you didn't provide a cliffhanger for next week. Says I'm telling everybody, like, all you did was tell everybody it was a good show. You didn't tell everybody, like the fans coming down that show weren't saying, hey, you got to watch Collision next week.
TV.
Right. It wasn't that. So it's like, so they're two for two with Dynamite and Rampage, where their highest rated shows have been their first shows. I would suggest the exact same thing's going to happen with this show, too. But I think this is a good test for them.
Yeah.
Let's make Collision the first, like, let's turn this around and let's see what we can do with Collision with episodic storytelling and not make that show that's the show with Punk on it. Okay. So maybe we can get this show to like increase the numbers of going forward. But I don't think they will because we have this history here.
Well,
did you agree with that?
I got a little bit of news on that. But I also wanted to say, I think Dynamite's going to start. Punk is supposed to be on Dynamite tonight because the Elite is not there. They're sending.
Isn't that ridiculous?
So well, Punk's,
what is this?
What I mean is if Punk, you're calling Collision the Punk show, but if they're going to spread him out and put him on Dynamite too, it's not necessarily going to be, I have to watch Collision for Punk because now he's also on Dynamite, you know?
Yeah, but if they keep him the majority of the times and every now and then bring him to Dynamite, it'll still be this show, his show. Yeah. And I do think that what they should do is, I've said this before, they should give, you know, Rampage to, like, let's say, just an example, Sanjay Dutt, another one to Jeff Jarrett, maybe another one, maybe to Vince Russo, whoever, guys that have booked before and know how to do it. You know, Eric says he doesn't want to come back to book. So, and if they don't give you results, you change them, but let them, don't let it be a copy paste of Dynamite. You know, they should have maybe Bryan Danielson over there. Cause he did some good stuff when he was in WWE from what I read. Bring Bryan Danielson over there, maybe bring Sanjay and Jeff, have them have a little committee there and do things different with episodic storytelling and something that looks different than what they're doing in Dynamite, you know?
Yeah, and remember what the old system was for Memphis, rather. Lawler would book 6 months, and then Jerry Jarrett would book 6 months, and they would flip-flop.
How good would this be for Dynamite tonight? Bro, you want interest, you want a good number, you want to regenerate interest, so Punk's out there cutting a promo. You go to the back. Here comes a car pulling up. The Elite come out. They go to the ring. They get in Punk's face. Freaking FTR comes down. The security comes down. They don't have a fight, but the security gets between. They have a pull apart. And that would immediately just generate interest in having Punk in there. And it was just, bro, we would go to the point of interest that we had from that scrum, and it would just be reinvigorated right now. You know, these guys don't want to work here. Whatever.
But here's what happened. When we talked about Collision yesterday, we were wondering why it kind of seemed like it went off the air cold. Like there wasn't a hot, not necessarily cold, but there wasn't anything like a cliffhanger. Here's what happened. It says here, despite the rumors that Punk turned down a match with Kenda at Forbidden Door, right? Kenda pulled out last second. He was supposed to attack Punk after the main event, but he has heat with Rocky Romero in New Japan and was asked to stop mentioning CM Punk. And so the closing angle was this must be an English guy writing this, binned at the ninth hour. But from Kenta's tweets, he was saying that he would basically, I'm not saying, he said he needs the bag to do that match. So basically he wants a lot of money. And I guess it didn't work out or he has heat or whatever.
We know
so
what the bag means.
They were going to, well, you never know. Some of these listeners may not. But they were going to do that to set up for the pay-per-view, but they couldn't get it to work out or Kenta's not wanted there or whatever it is. So that's why the show ended in a funny way.
Next is from Javier or Xavier, either or. I don't know how you know. Subject is KTE, Killing the Elite. Hey, K-Dog Jojo, I won't say conversation terrorist this time because Glenn's been good lately. You know what I've noticed? I've been doing this too. I drown out a lot and let you guys talk more. Well, I do most of, like, this is one thing people don't realize. I do all the reading of the email, so I'm doing the most talking on the show as it is. So it's like there is kind of a flow to the show where I do the talking. Sometimes I'll say, what do you think, Conan? But I'll usually respond first, and I'm long-winded, I'll admit. And then usually Conan wraps it up, and we go to the next segment, and Joe will get in the jabs here and there. And that's like, if you don't understand that by now, if you're picking up the show or haven't listened for a while, that's basically how the show rolls, right?
Right. I say that to people a lot on YouTube when they comment.
Yeah, because I'm doing all the I'm the one doing all of the reading, you know. So it's like the conversation terrorist, right? Hey, I've said it before. The Elite is the reason I started watching wrestling again, but that was when they were on top. Kenny New Japan with the belts and Bucks with all those belts acting cocky. My question is, what the F is going on with them? I know they don't want to be at the top right of way when AEW started, but these are and were the guys. All their storylines are lackluster or fallen to the wayside. These should be the bloodline of AEW, in my opinion. I've been watching old BTE, and it's not the same dudes, but yet AEW has no segments to put over his show personalities. What's your take on the E in AEW? Money? Politics? They should be at the top. Matt, if you're listening, bring back the chops, and Kenny, bring back the New Japan Wrestling theme. You're welcome. P.S. I'll drink Joe under the table. I don't know if that's possible.
We'll
actually, maybe that is possible. Yeah, it is possible.
Ask Frankie Kazarian about that one.
Joe, you just drink too much and pass out. So this guy could actually drink more than you. Yeah,
I'll go till it's done for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
No, well, once you get, if you're going to drink them under the table, once you get them under the table, keep them there. There's a good chance he might perform fellatio for you. Better yet, if you can keep them underwater, that'd be even more, that'd be even better. Yeah.
So I'll say this. One of the criticisms this is a basic criticism of the elite. And the reason they haven't elevated themselves is because they haven't, you can count on five fingers the amount of good promos they've done in 3 years. These guys just don't have that weekly TV gift of gab that like a lot of the other guys on the show have that makes them look like the stars. You know, I think that's the thing that's hurting them. What do you think? Is there any merit in that, Conan?
Yeah, they can actually cut promos. I don't know why they haven't, but I don't know what's the deal with the Young Bucks, because I find them very entertaining. Obviously, there's a bias because I actually like them personally and professionally. But every time I see them, they always do something different. They do something creative. They're always trying to dress up, you know, cheesy to get heat. They usually have good matches, but something's not clicking with them, you know.
Do you think that maybe it's because when they started, you know, they were the elite, they were the EVPs, they had all this passion, this is all of us together, and now all this shit with Punk happened, maybe it took some of their passion out of the project?
But that's been going on for a while, even before Punk.
Yeah. Last is an interesting question. Actually, not interesting, but I've got some insight on this. It's from Trent Arnold, and the subject is NBA expansion team. What's up, K100 crew? I read an article about the NBA possibly expanding. I was wondering, do you guys think the NBA should go back to Seattle or follow the trend and have an expansion team in Vegas? Thanks. So I think Vegas is a done deal because LeBron James wants to be part of the ownership group. And if that's actually been reported, you know this is going to happen. And Resorts World, the people that run Resorts World, that group want to build an arena here for basketball specifically. So I could guarantee you that Vegas is going to be a four-sport town in probably like 5 or 6 years. Yeah, but easily. You know, yeah, absolutely. Maybe even sooner than that. We're definitely a sports town. The Vegas Golden Knights just won the championship, and they played to 104% capacity at T-Mobile Arena this year. So this town can obviously support sports. And it's one of the reasons, too, we always have great capacity is, bro, a lot of visiting teams, when they come play here, their fans make a trip, come to Vegas for two or three days and go to the game. You know, so it's like, you know, it's actually a perfect town for a good town to develop a global fan base. You know, if you live in a town that doesn't need, you like to go to Vegas, like, hey, that's my team. I spent a lot of time in Vegas, you know, so, but it'll be interesting. That'd be interesting. But, and it's funny, like San Diego only has baseball now.
Yeah. It's fucking brutal.
I wanted to, since you brought up, the NHL playoffs and the cup, it made me think, even though this was from the NBA playoffs, what do you guys think about this Conor McGregor story that came out about him at the playoff game?
Oh, supposedly I don't know a lot of the details, but I said she wanted to, instead of like going to the police, she got a lawyer and is like pursuing it civilly.
Well, from what I read, the police recommended that she do that. I don't know. She said that, or her lawyer. So,
right.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's cameras, bro. They're in an arena. There's cameras everywhere. There should be evidence of this.
There is. You haven't seen the clips and stuff then.
Oh, there are clips there are video clips.
Yeah. There's clips of him leading her into that bathroom or whatever, but it's like, it doesn't look like she wasn't willing kind of thing. And then there's clips of them partying at a club later after it supposedly happened.
It happened.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, this sounds like a money grab.
But now she just came out recently and said that Connor or his team or whatever offered her $100,000 in hush money.
Yeah, right. To just shut up, because it's gonna like why not? You know, he can afford. Like, what do you want? It's like, you know, what's $100,000? You know.
Yeah.
Like there's always tons of hush money with women that can, you know, if you're famous and you fuck up and you're caught in a precarious position, you don't want to, like, you know, you just don't want the bad press, you know. So.
People are saying they don't believe he's actually going to fight again because there's so many clips of him, you know, in the crowd at fights, chugging his whiskey, and now he's partying. It doesn't look like he's
getting. Oh, he missed the deadline for the USADA 6 month for the 6 months. Like you have to go to USADA.
Bro, he's supposed to be doing this show, the fucking Ultimate Fighter with Chandler.
Yeah, no, it's already filmed. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
but he's got to fight Chandler though, right?
Bro, every fighter that we've talked to on this show, we brought this question up and sort of thing. Bro, when you got all that money, you just lose desire to fight. You know, a lot of these guys do. And I think that's what's happened to this guy.
He doesn't look out of shape.
No, but here was the thing with Connor, okay? He liked building the fight. He liked promoting the fight. He liked the talking smack, and he liked winning. As soon as he started losing, it's kind of like, I've got all this money. It's like, I don't think he's got it anymore. You know, like, I don't think he wants it anymore.
Right.
You know?
And I think he accomplished his goals. He wanted to be the double champ. He did it. He started talking shit about Mayweather two and a half years before they fought. That was his big money goal. I'm going to fight Floyd. And he did that too.
Before he ever really started, when he was just making the name in the UFC, like the first or second fight, there's a clip of him talking about, my goal is to make as much for my family as possible to raise my kids and make them well off for life. Like, you know, like he's achieved his goals.
Yeah. He's got the champion company. He
make a lot
bars.
Of money, have my family set for life. And he's accomplished everything. Like, what more is there other than redemption of his name? But fuck these cats. He'd have to fight are good.
Yeah. Chandler.
Now, there's no easy fights out there for him anymore. Right. You know, it's like all these guys are like, really, I don't think he'd be favored in many of the fights that he'd take. Right? I don't know. When was the last time Conor McGregor was an underdog? It's Khabib. And what happened? You know, he gets smoked.
Was he the favorite against Poirier both times?
Yeah, he was favorite against Poirier both times. Yeah, barely.
But I don't obviously, Conan, what Disco was saying was last week, Conor missed the date where he was going to have to register with USADA. And of course, a lot of the speculation is that he ain't passing at this point with the way that he looks all swole up and everything. So.
Right. All right. So that's been our mailbag.